everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is the King. He's our King. I love Him. He's good to us. And He made us priests and kings. As He is, so are we in this world. We're supposed to represent people of God, represent God to people, pray for people, change situations, use our authority just like a king. Remember something about kings. They think of everything. They can't just think about what they're going to do. They think about the welfare of others. In fact, the welfare of everyone in that kingdom. And the earth is your jurisdiction. Wherever God sent you, that's your jurisdiction too. So, when you see something happen, even if it's somewhere like China, far away, why not pray for the Christians in China that's under persecution? That's your body. Your prayers can help them way over there, even if God didn't send you to minister in China or Russia or Iran. God's got people in all of these countries. They can't help that their government is crazy. And I don't mean to, I love all the leaders of all these countries as people. And it's not normal to go to war with another country. That doesn't make sense. When God can bless you where you are, you don't have to go to country and take what they have. You don't have to side with the enemy and hate anybody. But that's what happens when demons are involved. It's not logical for men, no man, to act like that. They get full of power and pride or fear, and they go out to other territories, try to take it for a prize, risk lives for no reason. And their mind is for gain or for power or prestige or resources. And every country has resources. They just don't know where they are. But when you start following God, God will show you what you already have. But first you got to get rid of the death. You got to get rid of the evil. When you drive evil out of your life, now you're not a threat to other people. And God can move in your life and bless your land. See, what he said, if my people would humble themselves and pray and get out of their wickedness, reject their evil way, humble themselves and pray, he would heal from heaven and heal their land. That goes for everybody, not just God's people in Israel. The wicked land, God showed us that the land, when you murder people, it affects the earth. The earth will respond to murder. That's why there's so many earthquakes. People are murdering their children with abortion. And they're killing each other. They're selling drugs to each other for money. There's too much blood going in the ground. And the earth don't like it. It'll quake. Storms, it opens the door for the devil to send storms. He can legally send a storm because of your sin. When people sin as an individual, that's an interruption. When they do it as a community, that's even worse. When they do it as a city, that's even worse. And as a state, it gets greater. And they call it, the enemy will send devices against you because of it. And when it becomes a national sin problem, he can destroy a country. He can cause wars. Satan can't just cause a war because he wants to. He's got to get people in sin first. Because the laws of sowing and reaping. You know, you got to do some evil before somebody can come and take the land. And it goes for everybody, every tribe, every nation. Henry Gruber was talking about even the Indians in this country. Whenever you see a totem pole, there's a 4-year-old girl at the bottom of it.
They put that girl in that pit and they put the pole on top of it, of her, and killed her. And they were sacrificing to demons. And it went on for centuries. They became just like the Canaanites. See, what happened in Canaan land spread out. They just didn't stay in Canaan land. The Israelites should have driven all of them out. That would have been a statement that God is not with them. And they needed to go back and reconsider their ways. They knew they were wrong. In the Judges, one of the kings that they captured, the Jews cut off all his fingers, his thumbs, and his toes. And then he said himself, he said, all the people that whose thumbs and toes I cut off, they ate bread under my table. He said, God has requited me. He had enough sense to know that God judged him for the evil he did. Why didn't they just shoot him with an arrow? They cut his thumbs and his toes off just like he did others. And this man had enough sense to know that God requited him. He punished him for the evil that he did to others. And then he mocked him, made him eat bread under his table. See, when evil gets punished, God will do it in a way so that you can repeat. He still love the sinner. His love is much greater. When you have a revelation of his love, it makes all the difference. Now, what the Lord put on my heart for this broadcast was revelation versus teaching. Teaching is good. A lot of people are thriving on teaching, or they're convinced by teaching. Sometimes the teaching is good, and sometimes it can have error in it. But revelation, my friend, when you have a revelation of his love, of his kindness, of his ways, of his authority, you can do some things. Daniel said the people that do know their God will be strong and do exploit. A lot of times people are not strong, not because they don't love God, not because they don't have the gumption to learn. It's not because they're not trying. One of the biggest problems is people don't follow God. And the main reason people don't follow God is because they lack revelation. Now, revelation is perfect teaching. That's when God help you understand the points that he's getting across. Now, if people say, Jesus saved you, you know, he died to save you. He saved you. He died so that you could live with God forever. He reunited you with the Father. And people have heard these teachings all their life. In this country, anyway. If they go to a funeral or Easter program, or if they're around Christians long enough, they're going to hear the gospel. But on the surface, if your heart is hardened, it can sound just like a fairy tale. But when you consider the love of God, and it can, and you receive it in your heart, it quickens you. And you consider it. And then you receive it. And then you start believing. And then the Holy Spirit comes and make it revelation to you. Now, once it's revelation, once it becomes revelation to you, it's faith. It can be faith to the point that you know that it's true. And to the point that you act on it. And people don't understand our dedication because we have revelation and they don't. Until people have revelation, they can't understand the life you enjoy. The Word of God causes you to live and be alive. Now, so it's also true with all forms of revelation. When the Lord reveals the true meaning of His Word to you, it makes a greater difference. You know God. you understand things that you normally wouldn't understand. You see it from a greater perspective. And as I learn from the Holy Spirit, it causes me to see things as they truly are. And then it helps you to gauge what's going on with people. People do things because of what they believe already. But when you receive revelation and you live by it, you're introducing them to greater light. Because when you go about doing good in a greater way, it's light. And it operates just like salt. You're shining greater light and you're exposing the darkness for what it is. Greater forms of darkness, you're uncovering it. You're exposing it. And people can judge. They know between good and evil. And you're doing what's right in their sight. You're acting on greater forms of revelation in their sight. You're making greater judgments by the revelation you enjoy in their sight. Every Christian can receive revelation that people may have overlooked. Every Christian can receive something from the Holy Spirit. That's why if you really want to know what God is doing, you have to listen for his voice. People can only go, they preach according to the anointing and grace that God has given them. People, God has to reach people of different thoughts and categories. So he manages what we know. Sometimes the reason God has chooses people, I believe I'm right. I mean, I can't be dogmatic, but sometimes I believe the reason God chooses people is not just for what they do know, it's also for what they don't know. Because if they really believe a certain way, they're persuaded a certain way. And then while they lack some parts, some forms of knowledge, they can reach people that agree with them. And once they agree, then God will give them the revelation that they really need to perform and do the things that they really need to do. And as they reach the people that they were sent to reach and they continue to grow, then the Lord will introduce greater revelation as they can receive it. If you try to give people the whole pie at once, they may not receive it. It may be too much for their mind. See, God loves every person. That's why we know in part and we act like we know in part because we came from this world. We were born in sin, shaped by iniquity. And as we grow, we graduate. We grow from glory to glory, we graduate. When you graduate, you've gotten enough information to make sober decisions no matter what happens against you. That's what I mean by graduate. When you receive revelation from glory to glory, you use it, you practice it, you act on it, then you graduate. No matter what happens, no matter what Satan do, he can throw his worst. You know God in that area. You have revelation in that area. You can't be destroyed in that area. And every time you grow and learn and do something greater and graduate, it suggests that you can graduate in other areas. See, a Baptist preacher can go deeper into the Baptist realm than a Pentecostal preacher. And a Pentecostal preacher can go deeper in the Pentecostal realm than a Methodist preacher. So everybody has hope. And watch this. Everybody can learn something if they apply themselves to study the Word of God that other people will overlook. And that happens for many reasons. Their makeup, their creativity, their mission, what they're created to solve, and what they're anointed to solve, and who they're anointed to reach. There were disciples out there trying to cast out demons. And Jesus' disciples wanted to stop them. Jesus said that if they're not if they're not against us, they're for us. They out there doing, they're trying, leave them alone. Some people out there struggling, but they love God. They're in the kingdom too, and they're priests and kings just like we are. They may not have the particular revelation we have, but that doesn't mean they're not valuable. Pray that they learn it all. Pray that they continue. Help them do it. Give them an offering. They may preach something that is not quite right, but otherwise they're doing fine. Help them out. Pray that the Holy Spirit will guide them into all truth, just like I do, just like you do for yourself. When you see other people in error, that suggests that you have some too. It's all right. If you can find it, you can dig it out. I look at people sincere preaching their heart out, and sometimes they're just wrong. I said, no, that ain't true. I know that ain't true. Based on revelation. When it's based on revelation, it's not true. You compare a teaching to revelation, the revelation's going to win. Something that's proven that you know it by the Holy Spirit, that's true. A speculation can't compare. And sometimes great men of God get off track somewhere. But otherwise, they're doing their job. That suggests that I'm doing the same thing they're doing. I said, I said, Lord, what if I picked up a bug and don't know it? What if I'm wrong about something? I depend on the Holy Spirit to guide me out of error. Or just something. Sometimes it's just things you're not aware of. Sometimes I listen to other ministers and I realize I wasn't even aware of that truth. I could have been using that truth along with what I already know. Now watch this. There are millions of things that we could be doing that we know nothing about. Jesus gave us the full supply. There's a lot of things that we just don't know. We're just scratching the surface. And I wish that there was more people that are following God. That's the only way you're going to find some of these truths. Other people are going to have to go out there and seek God and learn and grow. And then they'll be able to tell you things you won't ever learn. So whatever God brings to my attention, that's important for me. That's where I'm going to be effective. And whatever I don't know, he understands. He can still work with me and do a great work. But in the latter years, I started a confession. I started confessing that I would do all that's in his heart. Why? Because there are things that I don't know that I would love to know. I just don't know it. And I know that when he give me revelation, every time he do, I learn things that I never knew before. I see things I never saw before. And I do things that I know I could not have done. So when that's just our situation. It's all right. We know in part, we act like we know in part. We can do some good with what we receive. But what I did, I started confessing that I would do all this in his heart so that when he give me greater revelation, I'll jump on it. I won't speculate, I'll just jump on it. When he give me a new assignment, I'll embrace it and jump on it and do it. And then it helps me to treat other people with the same respect, that they can do whatever God say. And when people give me revelation that I didn't know, I thank them for it. They want a battle to get that information to me, even if they don't realize it. They believe the word enough to share it. Watch this. Even if they were trying to show off, I still thank them for it because it's important. If it comes from God, it's very important, and we need it. And we needed it yesterday. But revelation is much better than teaching. Teaching is great all by itself. But revelation is perfect. And when people, more people need to be receiving, even children, women, men, boys, girls, people need to be receiving the revelation of God. Don't forget the scripture, out of the mouth of babes. See, people are missing out because they're not listening. Who are they listening? Why? What are they trying to prove? I want to get all the revelation I can get as fast as I can and as much as I can. And use it and graduate. And I know that if that's in place, a lot of greater things are going to be in place. I love revelation from the Holy Spirit. I love correction. I love insight. And I love to see others do greater than me. Because I know it's working. If the next generation fail, we didn't do our job. And I end with that because I'm out of time. I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. And never underestimate what God's going to do next beyond you. If you did your job, it's going to be great. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to love it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.